This is Constant Motion, a Stargate Atlantis fanfic written by Valdo Marx and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated PG-13 and contains the pairing Rodney McKay, John Shepard, with additional tags for fluff. Rodney has grabby hands. Shepard's magical hair. Summary. Rodney has this weird urge to touch John's hair. Rodney's hands are always moving, pointing and snapping as he thinks, poking and prodding to understand something new. His fingers tap on keypads and flick switches, drumming out a rhythm to accompany his racing thoughts. It's not a problem until he comes to Atlantis. When any odd button on a console could unleash an unknown ancient technology, he learns to watch where he puts his hands. And then there's Shepard. Rodney rarely feels the urge to touch people. Far too sticky and squishy. But there's something about Shepard that's annoyingly salient. More specifically, it's Shepard's hair. Must would be one word to describe it. Rakish would be another. Scruffy. Unkempt. Enticing. It's all angles and textures, a fascinating geometry that Rodney finds strangely compelling. His fingers itch to touch it, to map its contours. He catches himself idly speculating on what it would be like to run his hands through it, to find out if it is firm and spiked or soft and giving. He's not going to make it weird with Shepard, though. And he's doing just fine until Elizabeth calls an early morning staff meeting and he goes to bang on Shepard's door. Shepard opens the door, still half asleep, blinking slowly at the cup of coffee Rodney is holding. He's wearing soft flannel pajamas and a too big t-shirt, and he drags a hand through the fluffy mass of his hair. It looks so very tactile. And Shepard takes advantage of his moment of distraction to pluck the mug of coffee from his hand and take a gulp. Thieving scoundrel, Rodney huffs, trying for annoyed but ending up at fond. Without thinking about it, his hand reaches out to brush a floppy lock of hair from Shepard's face. It's soft beneath his fingers, springy and light. Shepard's eyes widen for a second, then his face relaxes into a dozy smile. Oh, that's... Well, that's an interesting reaction. Realizing what he's just done, he snatches his hand back and shoves it into his pocket. Get dressed. He blurts out, a little snappy, doing what he thinks is a rather good job of hiding the odd tripping of his heartbeat. Staff meeting. Shepard gives him a long look, eyebrow arched in amusement, then shrugs and steals the coffee. It's fine, Rodney tells himself. Absolutely fine. Not weird at all. Perhaps Shepard likes having his hair played with. Perhaps Rodney could make him smile like that again. Clearly, more research is needed into this important topic. He'll have to test out some theories. He is, after all, a scientist at heart. The end.